A new translation is making old Viking poems accessible to general readers. The stories of gods and heroes were written down in the 13th century in Iceland, but for translator Jackson Crawford, who lives in Riverton, the existing English translations of the Poetic Edda were just hard to read.
There seems to be a sort of conceit among translators that if something is old, it needs to sound old.
Jackson Crawford tells Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer that all the these and thous got in the way of the stories. So he set out to make the language more direct, to make the Poetic Edda more readable.
In the introduction, you talk about that being in a way to honor the terse, direct quality of the original Old Norse texts.
The Poetic Edda in Old Norse, much like if you read the New Testament in Greek, is very direct. It's not meant to be difficult to understand. And so I found it strange that if your abilities in the two languages are equal, it's much easier to read in Old Norse than it is in any English translation. And I thought that was a shame.
Of course, this being poetry, you have to pay a lot of attention to some of the challenges there. I guess the Old Norse doesn't use rhyme, but it uses meter and syllables. And as a translator, you have to choose how much do you want to recreate the feel of the Old Norse text versus how much do you want it to make sense to the reader in English?
Right, and that was actually a difficult balance to strike. Some previous translators have duplicated the meter of the original, including with alliteration, the 10 terrible Tyrannosauruses sort of thing. And I found in the very first attempts at translating some of these poems that I lost so much content and clarity trying to do that, that what I needed to do was abandon the poetic structure of the original and create a new poetic structure for the translation. So in a sense, translating not just the content, but also translating it into poetry of today.
So help me understand what these texts are. They were composed and written down at different times.
Yes, we think they were probably composed orally, mostly in the 900s. Or 10th century AD, and probably mostly in Norway. The language of many of the poems points specifically to Norwegian dialects. But the actual manuscript that we have was written in about 1270 in Iceland, which was settled mostly by Norwegian immigrants a few centuries earlier. But of course, even the manuscript that we have is a copy of another manuscript from before it existed, which we see in the way that some words are sporadically misspelled by the copyist. We can tell that whoever was copying it was copying a text that had older-fashioned spellings, and he didn't always modernize it. So we think that earlier manuscript was composed in or a little bit before 1200, and that earlier manuscript was someone's written version of poems that had been composed about 200 years before. So it is a little bit of a telephone game, but at the same time, the poetry and its structure is strict enough that not too many errors could have really crept in over time without ruining the poetry in Old Norse. And in some particular places, the poetry doesn't work unless you're writing it in a much earlier stage of the language, say from about the 900s, which does show us that at least large parts of the text do survive from an oral tradition that's centuries earlier than the manuscript.
So that's fascinating. So if it were prose, it could have changed more, but the poetry sort of locked it in.
Right.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what these stories are. The title of the book, of course, The Poetic Edda, Stories of the Norse Gods and Heroes. But in a nutshell, what do they tell?
Well, they tell of the gods and heroes of Northern Europe from before Christianity. Our own weekdays preserve the names of the same god. Wednesday contains Woden or Wedden, which is the English form of Odin. Thursday contains Thor. Friday is either Freya or Frigg, etc. And if it weren't for the Poetic Edda and its sister text, the Prose Edda, both from medieval Iceland, we wouldn't really know very much about these gods except for their names. Because in, say, England and Germany and the rest of Scandinavia, the Christian missions were so thorough in eradicating the memory of these gods that we wouldn't have much more than their names. So we're very lucky that somebody in Iceland 200, 300 years after the last pagan had died in Iceland, decided to write down these poems that had survived on the lips of people in Iceland. And then about half of the book is about human heroes who live in a unspecified prehistoric Scandinavia and have adventures with various supernatural elements in them. There are a lot of Valkyries, there's some dragons, they fight giants sometimes. And those stories also underlie a lot of Wagner's Ring cycle and also had a very strong influence on J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings and the Silmarillion.
And I certainly saw or heard echoes of both of those while reading this. And then, of course, you can't leave out Marvel Comics and those movies, right? So what is the enduring appeal of these ancient stories from really a time that is so alien to our own?
Well, I think the appeal is maybe twofold. One is that as opposed to the somewhat anodized idea that we have about the Greek and Roman gods, them being very distant above humanity, the Norse gods are pretty elemental, pretty down to earth, at times rude and really violent and not too dissimilar from the Viking culture that worshiped them. And I think there's a certain primal appeal in that. Plus, they're mortal, and we know that they'll all die at Ragnarok along with the rest of humanity. And I think there's a certain appeal to the ultimately hopeless and dark universe they're living in. And yet the fact that these gods and heroes find courage in that universe, I think has a certain appeal to us, and especially in the somewhat pessimistic tones of these opening decades of the 21st century. I think it's a shot in the arm of encouragement. You know, no matter how hopeless things are, there's still, if you're going down, there's still the matter of how you're going down. And the Norse gods and heroes go down in flames, and I think that's inspiring to people who don't necessarily have all that great outlook in their lives. Plus, they get to beat things up with axes and hammers, and that's like it always makes for exciting stories.
All right, Courage for Dark Days, that's Jackson Crawford. He translated and edited the Poetic Edda, Stories of the Norse Gods and Heroes. The book's published by Hackett. It's been available in paper for a few months now, but the Kindle edition just came out in the past couple of weeks. And Jackson Crawford lives in Riverton, Wyoming. Hey, thanks so much for your time and congratulations on the new book.
Well, thank you very much.